Thanks, patient love.
Next patient is Pickett James, P, P as in Paul. Pickett, P-I-C-K-E-T-T, James. Their birth is 3-28-38. Next, please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath since 1 year. Next, his prison illness. This is a 85-year-old male with a history of shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. Has been gaining weight and was treated for pneumonia. The patient also has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He had coughing spells, but brought out little sputum, denies any nausea, vomiting, reflux, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history includes history of left knee replacement and history of right hip replacement. He had prostate cancer treated with radiation, and had cataract surgery as well as upper endoscopy. He has allergies to penicillin. Next, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 40 years and quit. Drank alcohol in the past. Next, allergy penicillin. Next, medlist, bupropion, 2 tablets. BID, escitalopram, 5 milligrams daily. Clonazepam, 1 milligram daily. Memantine, 28 milligrams daily. And Crestor, 20 milligrams a day. Propranolol, 20 milligrams daily. I'm sorry, propranolol is 40 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 25 milligrams daily. Also on multivitamins. And she's on bupropion, 200 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits of patients smoked half a pack per day for 40 years, drinks alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, parents died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, habits, patients smoke for 40 years, pack and a half per day, drank alcohol in the past. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has system with patient has no fatigue or weight loss, denies cataracts, glaucoma, he has vertigo and no hoarseness. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, he has nausea and heartburn, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. He has anxiety or depression. There's no muscle stiffness. He has memory loss. And no easy bruising. No hay fever. Next, med list. Omeprazole 40 milligrams a day. Propranolol 40 milligrams daily. Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams a day. Escitalopram 5 milligrams daily. Clonazepam 0.5 milligrams daily. Bupropion 200 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male who is alert, pale, no distress. He has mild leg edema, blood pressure. He is 138/70. Pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 208, saturation 97. HGND had non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, and that sounds diminished as a periphery. With occasional visus palatari. Heart is regular, so as to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no edema. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cleft. Extremities, varicosities, no edema. Reflex is 1+ with no gross motor assets. Cranial nerve is mostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, depression number 1 is COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is depression and anxiety. Number 4, hypertension and number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient will continue with the patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study. CT chest without contrast, and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Was also advised to get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks or earlier if necessary. Thank you for the consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.